Can you hear me? All right, it works. Da jia hao. I guess he doesn't have to translate that. That's good. It's so good to be with you tonight.
很高兴跟大家在一起.
And I'm looking forward to what God will do this weekend.
我们很期待今天神, 这个周末神要
And I've been around a lot, but for those who don't know, my name's Kevin.
我在这里跟大家聚会一段时间，如果你不认识我，我的名字叫凯文。
And my wife and two little kids are here.
我的太太和我两个小孩子也跟我们在一起。
And my wife was in the emergency room this morning, so thank you for praying and praise God she's here today.
今天早晨我太太必须去那个急诊，谢谢大家为我们的祷告。
And so this weekend, as it was said, the topic is the Glorious Commission.
今天我们这个周末我们的主题是荣耀的使命。
Oftentimes it's called the Great Commission, but I love the name the Glorious Commission.
我们经常翻译说这是大使命，但是我很喜欢这次的翻译叫荣耀的使命。
It is truly glorious and brings glory to God.
的确是荣耀的，这个使命要把荣耀归给神。
And so we're going to focus in on Matthew chapter 28.
我们看马太福音第28章那里。
And I'll be speaking tonight and Sunday, and then another brother will be speaking the two messages tomorrow.
我今天晚上和主日的早晨是我的安排我来讲道，那另外两个时段是另外一个弟兄来讲。
And so before we go on further, let's pray.
我们有一些祷告。
Father, thank you that you died for us.
父啊，我们感谢你，让你儿子为我们受死。
Thank you that you have opened our eyes to see the glory of Jesus.
我们感谢你开我们的眼睛，让我们看到我们主的荣耀。
And we pray that you would open our eyes even a little further this weekend.
主啊，我们求你今天把我们眼睛打开更看清楚一点。
You are the forever glorious one. You are unchanging.
你是永远的荣耀，你是不变的。
But so often we have our eyes shut or are distracted by the world. So help us to see you more clearly.
但是有的时候我们眼睛闭着，因为我们被世界上的事情，让我们眼睛不专注的看你。主啊，周末请你来帮助我们。
And may your word speak through me and throughout this weekend.
今天愿你的话通过我来传讲出去，也向我们每个人说话。
And help us to be faithful servants of the King.
让我们在这位荣耀的主面前，我们可以忠心。
In Jesus' name, amen.
耶稣基督的名，阿门。
If I asked you what the Great Commission was, I assume that most of you would know.
如果我问大家什么是大使命，我想大家都知道。
It is to make disciples, to baptize, and to teach.
是让我们 让人使别人成门徒，让我们去教导别人，也给人们受洗。
And it's so ingrained in our minds, but sometimes it's hard to know what that looks like.
有的时候我们可能在我们里面自己知道很清楚，但是很难讲出来的到底是怎么样的情况。
How do I put this into practice?
我们如何把这实行出来呢？
And we will do more of that in the workshops and the sermons later this weekend.
我们在以后的这个专题里面和以后我们的讲章里面，我们继续讲。
But tonight we want to look at the context of the passage and who is actually giving us this Great Commission.
我们今天看的这个大使命的内容和谁把这个大使命交给我们。
And so if you could turn to Matthew chapter 28.
如果大家把圣经翻到马太福音第28章。
And so in this Matthew account, it's important to look at the context of when he gave this command. Remember, Jesus had his disciples following him for 3 years as he ministered. He was modeling discipleship.
他在做使徒面前成为他们好的例子。
So this wasn't something totally new to them.
都不是一个完全新鲜的事情。And
he was showing them how to bring people along and live life together.
他也把给他们展示给他们看如何跟 把别人带到他们面前跟他们一起生活。
He taught them truth and practical wisdom in the way of pointing others to God.
告诉他们真理也是如何把这些智慧的生活能够荣耀神。
They didn't just come to church once a week with Jesus.
他并不是像一次一周一次来教会而已，他常常跟主在一起。
They lived life together all the time. And so this is the model of discipleship.
这是使人成门徒的一个形式。
And then as you know, the 3 years ended with Jesus' death on the cross.
三年是这样结束的，当耶稣为我们钉在十字架上。
But death was not the final word, and Jesus rose from the dead on the third day.
但是死亡并不是一个终结，而是他从三天之后从死里复活。
And even though Jesus warned them this would happen, the disciples were astonished.
虽然从前耶稣提醒过他们这件事情会发生， 但是真正发生了，对门徒来说还是很惊讶的。
And we know even from doubting Thomas, who had to feel Jesus' hands to believe.
那个多疑的多马，他说：“我必须用我的指头探进你的这个枪伤，我才能够相信。”
But even in their astonishment, they were still obedient.
虽然他们有很多的让他们吃惊，但是他们仍然愿意顺服。
In Matthew 26:32, I believe it's on the screen.
在马太福音26章的32节那里讲到。
It's a very simple verse, but it says, "But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee."
我复活以后，要你们先往加利利去。
And so remember that as we just read a few verses in Matthew 28. So let's read Matthew 28, verse 16 through 20 now.
那我们再读到马太福音的28章的16节到20节。
So I'll read the whole thing in that. Yeah. So it says, "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'"
16节，11个门徒往加利利去，到耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。” 凡我吩咐你们的都要教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。Right,
thank you. So it says that they went to the mountain in Galilee.
他来到加利利的一个山上。Which
might seem like a very small statement.
这里好像一个是很小的一句话。But
it seems at least some and the group remembered that Jesus was going to meet them in Galilee.
这里面他想起耶稣提醒他们的在加利利的附近的山上，and specifically
at the mountain that Jesus directed him.
特别是他们所约定的那个山上。And
so they were astonished and they were curious of what's going to happen next.
他们里面很吃惊，也很期待下面会发生什么的事情。
Some were in shock.
他们里面有的人是十分的惊讶。But
they didn't lose focus on the task at hand.
但是他并没有不注意。And
this can happen to us even in our Christian life.
在我们的身上也会发生在我们自己的基督徒生活的里面。That
we might have what's called a mountaintop experience.
我们有一个是高山的一样的经历。We
have a great conference or retreat.
经过一个很美好的一个这样的退休会。
And we're so excited because we've met God and experienced the love of brothers and sisters.
我们里面十分兴奋，我们在这里遇见神，也跟弟兄姊妹一同的有交通。But
then it's so good, you almost don't know what to do next.
好到一个地步，我们甚至不知道下面应该如何生活。
And so oftentimes we just go back to what we used to be doing.
我们就回到我们从前那个生活的习惯。But
we need to stay focused on the mission at hand.
我们实在应该专注在我们神给我们的使命。
We may not know what's going to happen 10 days or 10 years from now.
我们虽然可能不知道十天或者十年之后发生什么样的事情。
But what are we doing the next step in our lives?
但是我们下一步应该如何行呢?
And I would encourage you, even this weekend,
我鼓励大家,特别是这个周末,
is this weekend may not tell you what the next 30 years will be like.
这个周末 不会告诉你下面你30年应该如何生活。
But ask God, what is the next step you want me to be in?
但是我们需要跟神面前寻求我下步应该如何走。
For the disciples, it was simply to go to Galilee and wait for Jesus.
对这些门徒有很清楚的一个指示，就是到加利利，在那里等耶稣。
And then, as you see, Jesus then will give them the next step.
在那里，耶稣在告诉他们下一步应该如何去行。
Which was a big one, but we'll talk about it.
下一步是一个大的使命。
And so in this passage, when they saw Jesus, they worshipped him.
在那里他们见了耶稣就拜他。
They, even in the earthly life of Jesus, they also worshipped him while, during his ministry.
即使耶稣在地上的时候,他们也同样的敬拜耶稣。
They acknowledged he was the Messiah, the chosen one.
他知道他是受膏者,是弥赛亚。
But this time, I would imagine it was a little different.
对,这里可能有一些不同。
This was the one thing that no human could do by themselves.
在这里没有任何人凭着自己可以做得到的。
Jesus just resurrected from the dead.
耶稣从死里复活了。
This was not Jesus resurrecting another person.
不是耶稣让别的死人复活。
But Jesus resurrected himself.
对，耶稣他自己从死里复活。
But even though they saw the physical evidence, it says that some doubted.
虽然他亲眼看见耶稣已经复活，但是有人还有疑惑。
I don't think I have to ask people to raise their hands. I believe we've all doubted God at times in our life.
我不需要让大家举手，我想在我们的生活中常常会怀疑神。
And maybe some of you came into this weekend with doubt.
也许这个周末你就带着一个怀疑的心来到这个聚会的里面。
And that's why I think it's so important to read the context before the Great Commission.
所以我们很重要的事情，我们看一下这个大使命之前所讲的事情。
It was not these people that had perfect faith.
并不是他们的信心是完美的。
It was not people that figured everything out about God and life.
并不是把神所有的事情和自己的生活的目标都搞清楚了。
But it was a bunch of doubters.
这里面有很多这些怀疑的人。
But the word for doubting is interesting here.
这里面这个疑惑这个词是很奇怪的。
It doesn't doubt that Jesus existed or was standing in front of them.
他并没有怀疑说耶稣的存在或者耶稣是不是站在他的面前。
But this concept of doubt is a state of uncertainty and hesitation.
在这里面讲到是他里面不确定和里面有些迟疑。
And so they knew that Jesus rose from the dead.
他知道耶稣已经从死里复活了。
They knew that Jesus did those miracles.
对，也知道耶稣行了很多的神迹。
They saw him with their own eyes.
看见，亲眼看见。
But will the questions then say, will he stay with us?
他里面有这样的问题，他会跟我们同在吗？
What happens next?
下一步应该怎么办呢？
What is our next mission?
我们下一个使命是什么？
And I would imagine some of them were nervous.
在这里面，他里面可能很恐慌。
Will they be killed next?
他会不会自己也会是这个受死？
And so there's a lot of doubt and uncertainty.
这里面有很多的疑惑和不确定因素。
And similar, when we hear the Great Commission,
当我们听到大使命的时候，
we also doubt like the disciples did.
我们里面可能会有同样的疑惑。
Am I actually commanded to make disciples?
真的我要使人成为门徒吗？
Or is that Paul's job?
还是 Kevin 的 job?
But so often we think that it's not for us.
有时候我们觉得这不是我的事。
But I'm sure that's the same doubt that the disciples had too.
我想大家跟这个使徒一样有同样的疑惑。
We might even ask, am I able to represent God enough?
真的我能够代表神吗?
I feel unworthy.
我不配。
What does it actually mean to make disciples?
使人成门徒到底是怎么做呢?
How is this going to change my life?
那我的生命会有怎么样的改变?
And so all of these doubts come in when we hear the Great Commission.
所有这些的疑惑, 当我们听到大使命的时候, 都会, 涌涌而来。
And even after studying this for 15 years, I have doubts.
虽然我自己已经, 在这里面, 学习这本圣经超过15年的时间, 我里面我自己也有疑惑。
This is a massive and challenging task to reach the nations.
这是一个很, 伟大的, 又很有挑战性的, 达到各个, 各民各, 各族。
And what a massive task, even to meet, to reach our neighborhood and workplace.
即使到我们的, 邻居, 或者我们的工作旁边也是一个很难的一个工作。
And what Jesus responds is very profound.
这里面耶稣所讲到的十分的伟大。
He doesn't rebuke their doubts.
他并没有指责他们的疑惑。
But he sees it.
他看见他们的疑惑。
And he responds exactly what they need.
他所的对他们所讲的话是在他们所需要听的。
And I believe this truth will be one part of how our doubt can be removed.
这个真理也是让使我们里面的疑惑可以被除去挪去。
And so it simply says, Jesus says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And so we're going to break this down to show that God has authority over all things.
我们仔细的分析说神他在凡事上都有他的权柄。
And we'll give you, I'll give you scripture and also some real life examples.
我给大家一些圣经上的, 经节, 也是我, 我们生活中可以经历到的事情。
First, the word authority here.
这里讲到这个权柄,
it means a right to control or command.
这里面讲到是他有这个, 他有这个权利可以, 发出这样的命令。
It's the power to act.
他有能力去 实施行,
and the authority to govern.
他有的权柄可以去控制管理。
And so if a soldier is in the army, the general of the army has authority over that soldier.
一个士兵在一个军队里面, 这个, 将军对这个士兵有他的权柄,
they have the full power and authority to command them.
他有绝对的权柄可以命令他做任何的事情。
And this authority is all the power in heaven and on earth.
这个权柄是天上和地下所有的权柄。
It isn't that God just rules the heavens.
并不是神在天上掌权。
But he rules over everything that we can see.
也在地上我们能够眼睛所看见的, 在凡事上他都能掌权。
And as we see what we will not, he even rules over the unseen.
也看, 在一些我们眼睛看不见的事情上，他也掌权。
And so in this command that he's about to give us,
在这样这个使命, 耶稣把这使命颁布之前,
he is speaking from authority that is for all people.
他用一个权柄向所有的人说,
it is not a suggestion when you have time.
他不是说, 不是给大家一个建议, 你有时间的时候,
He doesn't say, if you have extra time, try to make disciples on the side.
并不是说你如果有剩余的时间,你可以, 这个去使人成门徒。
But rather, this is our main mission.
这里讲到这是你主要的使命。
And this is straight from the top authority.
这里面是从最高的权柄来所讲的。
And this is our focus in life.
这是我们眼睛应该所注重的。
And a lot of people would stop there and say, just obey God.
这里面可能有人会说,我们停止,我们要完全的顺服神。
But this authority is so much more impactful than we think.
这里面不光是,这里面所讲到的权柄,对我们来说,生命的影响力是十分的重大。
So many people take Jesus' authority and they obey out of fear.
有很多知道神有权柄,我们因为惧怕而顺服。
But God is going to shift our focus away from the fear of our surroundings.
这里面让我们从, 对环境的惧怕里面, 我们的注意力要转移到神的面前。
And we're going to see the fear and love of God.
看到对神的敬畏和神对神的爱。
And I believe this will help our doubts to go away, to reduce.
这里面让我们的疑惑可以消除。
And we will actually be able to fulfill the Great Commission.
我们可以完成神的大使命。
So there's four things that I want to bring that Jesus has authority over.
这里面我要讲到, 神在四件事上有绝对权柄。
And you'll see it in the slides.
我们可以在这个 PowerPoint里面可以看到。
The first thing is that Jesus has authority over the spiritual realms.
神在属灵的, 这个层面里面有绝对的权柄。
Colossians 2:15 says this.
哥罗西书第二章的15节这样说,
it says, He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in Him.
即将一切执政的掌权的掳来，显明给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
In the context, this is clearly showing Jesus' death and resurrection conquered the spiritual realm.
这里讲到耶稣的死和复活战胜了属灵的这个层面。
Satan and demons have authority in some ways.
撒旦和魔鬼他们可能有一些的能力。
But they have no authority over Jesus.
但是对耶稣面前完全没有能力。
And this is proven by the resurrection of Jesus.
这里实在从耶稣基督的死而复活里面，我们可以看见。
And this is so important as we make disciples.
实在在我们使人成门徒的时候， 这一点十分的重要。
Because Satan and demons hate the Great Commission.
撒旦和魔鬼惧怕也恨恶。
They do not want people to know Jesus. And Ephesians 6 shows that we are in a spiritual war. We won't turn there. But we can be encouraged that if we are with Jesus, we are on the side of victory. We can have victory over our flesh and temptations. We can have victory over the world and those around. And we have victory over the demonic temptations and powers. And so we fight from a place of victory, not for victory. You individually don't have to win the war.
我们个人不需要,
Jesus has already won it for us.
耶稣已经打了那美好的胜仗。
And we may not see demons walking around with our own two eyes.
我们可以眼睛可能看不见这个魔鬼撒旦的旁边, 走来走去。
And that's okay, I don't encourage you to see them.
我也不希望大家能够看见。
But I wanted to share a story to show it is relevant.
我这就分享一件事情，是这件事情是存在的。
Just 2 years ago, I was at Bucks County College near Philadelphia.
在2年之前，我在一个费城旁边的一个大学叫 Bucks County College.
I was sharing the gospel with one other brother.
我跟另外一个弟兄一起来分享福音。
And within 2 minutes, a man who had a student who had a Hindu background.
有一个印度背景的一个学生走过来，
asked me point blank and said, "Can I believe in Jesus if I have a demon?"
问我说，我里面如果有被邪灵附着，我可以相信耶稣吗？
I was shocked, but I said no, and I used some scripture.
我里面很惊讶，但是我用一些经节告诉他说这样是不可以的。
And this was in the middle of campus.
这里面在一个大学的校园的里面。
And then his eyes rolled to the back of his head and he was just shaking.
他眼睛翻白眼，他就浑身颤抖。
And all of a sudden, in a different voice, he was cursing Jesus.
对，他用另外一个声音传出来，他在诅咒耶稣。
And said, "We killed Jesus 2,000 years ago."
他说，我两千年前我们已经把耶稣杀了。
By that point, I was shaking.
在那里面，我里面有点害怕。
And I was scared.
我里面有点惧怕。
But God, by His Holy Spirit, gave me so many scriptures at that moment.
在那里面，圣灵给我很多很多的经文。
And I said, "Jesus rose from the dead, and you are not able to speak."
在耶稣已经从死里复活，你不许你闭嘴。
And the voice was so different. I said, "Who am I talking to?"
他里面他声音很怪，我就问他，我在跟谁说话？
And he said, "I am a demon named Joker."
我是一个魔，一个鬼，我的名字叫 Joker.
I know it sounds like a movie, but there was a witness. This happened.
好像一个电影一样的这件事情发生了。
And I said, in the name of Jesus, I'm not talking to you. You are destined to hell.
我奉着耶稣基督的名告诉你，我不跟你讲话，你已经在审判在地狱的里面。
And so I said, let me talk to Aaron.
我要跟 Aaron 讲话。
And so again, he like eyes rolled to the back of his head, and he went back to Aaron.
他眼睛又翻过来了，他就变成 Aaron 了。
And I reasoned with him and shared scripture with him.
我在跟他讲一些圣经的道理，分享他圣经的经文。
And he said that he signed a contract with the devil and he doesn't want to follow Jesus.
他跟这个这个魔鬼签了合约，说我不要跟随耶稣。
And I pleaded with him that Jesus can remove a contract and remove the evil spirit.
我跟他说耶稣可以把一切的这些从前的旧的条例都拿掉，可以把这个旧的这个邪恶的灵除去。
And he continued to refuse, so I couldn't help him if he didn't want Jesus.
他里面仍然拒绝，我没法帮助他，如果他自己拒绝的话。
But I share that story to show that the spiritual realm is real.
我跟大家分享这个例子，说这个属灵的这个境界是存在的。
But that demon had no authority to speak, and in the name of Jesus, he listened and went away.
这个奉着耶稣基督的名，我们有权柄让这个魔鬼没有办法说话，让他可以离开。
And I could share multiple other stories like this, both on the streets and also in discipleship relationships.
我可以有很多同样的这样的经历，可能在街头上，可能在这个我们在门徒的训练的里面。
And Satan is active in America.
在魔鬼在美国十分的猖狂。
But we need not fear because we fight with the one who defeated them.
我们不需要惧怕，因为我们所靠着征战的是已经战胜了他。
And so there is nothing that God can't forgive and save from.
在没有任何的事情，神不能赦免，神不能拯救。
In our culture of consumption and constant commercials and commercialization.
在我们这样消费和不断的这个商业的世界的里面。
We are fighting a spiritual battle.
我们在一个属灵的征战的里面。
But Jesus is the victor.
是耶稣基督他已经得胜了。
The second thing that Jesus has authority over.
另外耶稣在另外世界也有权柄。
Is that he has authority over sicknesses and diseases.
他这里面在我们的疾病和我们的的里面有权柄。
And again, this is might not be the first thing you think about when you think of God's authority.
也许大家不会第一件事情想到神可以医治。
But think about how much sickness and disease there is in our world today.
我们看到在世上有多少的疾病，多少的痛苦。
As we disciple people, we remember this truth.
当我们跟别人使别人成门徒的时候，我们要记得这个真理。
God has authority over the spiritual realm and the physical realm.
神在这个灵界里面有他的能力，在我们这个物质世界上也有他的能力。
God through the Bible has healed many people.
圣经上有耶稣医治了许多许多的人。
And he continues to do it today.
他今天仍然医治。
But God is not a genie.
但是他不是一个 genie.
We can't just zap people and heal them.
我们并不是说电他一下让他得医治了。
He does it as he wills.
他在他的权柄和愿意的里面，他要医治他。
But he is a good God, and he loves his children.
他是一个好的神，他爱他的儿女。
And he has authority over sicknesses and afflictions.
他在我们的痛苦和疾病里面，他有他的权柄。
Matthew 9:35 says this.
马太福音第九章三十九节那里说。
It says, and Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. And healing every disease and every affliction.
Yeah.
Matthew
9:35. Okay. Yeah. 耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
And so we all know Jesus healed people.
我们知道耶稣使人得医治。
And God used that to draw people to his teaching.
借此, 人就被吸引来听他的教训。
The focus was always the gospel.
但是重点是在福音。
But God can heal.
神可以使人得医治。
And some say, well, that was Jesus, and I'm not Jesus.
有人说那是耶稣所做的, 我不是耶稣。
That is true. So please don't claim to be your Jesus.
Jesus. 这也是对的, 不要说我自己就是基督, 耶稣。
But then it says Luke chapter 9, verse 1 to 2, it says this.
在路加福音的第九章第一节和第二节这里说,
it says, and he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases, and he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal.
耶稣叫齐了12个门徒给他们能力权柄制服一切的鬼医治各样的病又差他们去宣传神国的道医治病人。
And so we see that not only did Jesus have authority,
不光是耶稣有这样的权柄,
but he gave the disciples authority over sicknesses as well.
这个门�也有同样的权柄可以医治病人。
And again, we can't heal people just because I feel like it.
我并不是说我觉得我要让人得医治，就别人就得了医治。
It is not our power, but God's power.
不是我的能力，也是神的能力。
One example of this was from when I was in India last year.
去年我去印度的时候,
I got off the airplane thinking I would go rest.
我从下了飞机之后, 我觉得我要休息一下。
And the pastor said, wait, you have to preach 3 times and we're going to go pray for someone at a hospital.
你现在你要跟我来，我们你必须马上就传讲3次道，而且我们到一个医院里面为一个病人祷告。
So it was a wild start.
实在对我来说是很艰难。
We got to the hospital.
我到医院里的时候。
And we found out the man, he was a young man who had an overdose on drugs.
他知道他已经吸毒过多。
They have been praying to their Hindu gods of the family for many days.
跟他的这个印度的神去祷告，已经祷告了很久。
And the doctor said that he has no more than 12 hours to live, and they're going to pull the lifeline from him.
他说他最多能够活12个小时，要把他的这些这个医治的这个管子都拔掉。
In desperation, the family had a cousin that was a Christian.
在这里面，他们这个紧急的里面，这个家里有一个亲戚，他是一个基督徒。
In Hinduism, they believe in many gods.
在印度教里面，他相信许多的神，多神。
And so they're like, maybe that God will help us.
他觉得这个神可以帮助我。
So we went over and prayed, and I'm very tired.
我在这里祷告，那时候我已经十分的劳累。
I can tell you it was not a long or very spiritual prayer.
我那祷告的不是很久，也不是祷告的很属灵。
But me and 2 others prayed over the man for about 10 minutes.
我跟另外两个基督徒为这个人祷告了他10分钟。
And we asked God to heal this man for his glory and for a testimony.
我求主因着他的荣耀，让他的见证来医治这个人。
We left with nothing happening.
我们走了，什么事情也没发生。
The next day we found out, just after we left, he was completely healed.
我们知道他，第二天我们才知道，等我。
And he was released from the hospital the next day.
他甚至出院了。And
we then met with the family because they were shocked.
他们这个家庭十分的吃惊，我们就跟这个家人见面。And
so we met in their apartment and I was able to share the gospel with them.
在那里我们给他传福音。I
then went a second time and there was about 30 or 40 family members.
我第二次再去，他里大概有家里有三四十个人。
And I was explaining to them that Jesus healed this man.
我跟他说耶稣医治了这个人。
Some of them believed at first, but that they believed Jesus was just another God.
许多人相信了耶稣，但是他们觉得这个耶稣只是另外一个神而已。
And I said, no, you have to burn and get rid of your idols.
我跟他说你去把你的所有家里的偶像要烧掉。
Ironically enough, the man who was healed never believed in Christ.
但是得医治的这个人，他并没有。
But both of his parents, his sister, and multiple other cousins came to know Christ.
得医治这个人他自己没有相信，但是他的父母，他的兄弟姐妹有不少人相信的。
And so God used the authority of healing to bring himself glory.
神用医治的能力把荣耀带显明出来。
And so in our culture that has amazing hospitals.
在我们这个美国有很多很多的这个医疗系统。
We were there today, so I'm thankful.
我今天也进医院了，我也感谢神。
But we also need to pray because God has the ultimate authority to heal for His glory.
我们也要为别人的医治所祷告，因为真正使人的医治的是神自己。
And so again, this should give us more faith in the midst of our doubts.
在我们的怀疑中，在因人得医治，我们可以信心可以得增长。
Because Jesus has authority over all the heavens and the earth.
因为神在耶稣有天上地上所有的权柄。
The next thing that Jesus has authority on is over governments and human powers.
耶稣也在这个人的掌权的国度中有他的权柄。
So often Christians are in great fear over government persecution.
所以我们很惧怕得到这个地上政权的逼迫。
Which this is valid. A lot of people are even murdered and martyred for their faith.
有许多被因为自己的信仰被杀，成为殉道。
And we also have fear of what our bosses may say.
我们也惧怕我的老板会跟我说什么。
What if they hear about us talking about Jesus?
当我们讲耶稣的时候，他听见了怎么办？
What if they do something to us in response to that?
如果是我，他对我有一些报复，会怎么样？
This is an understandable fear.
这也是我们可以理解的一个惧怕。
But let's look at what it says in Romans 13:1.
当我们看一下罗马书第十三章的第一节那里怎么说。
It says this, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God.
在上有权柄的人人都当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
And you might think this verse shows that we should believe everything or we should do everything the government says.
也许大家读这个圣经有这样的错觉，政府怎么说我们就应该怎么做。
Which in most cases that is yes.
在大部分的情况下是这样子的。
But notice it says the authorities exist because they've been established by God.
这里面讲到世上的所有的权柄都是神所设立的。
So the ultimate authority is God himself.
真正的最高的权柄就是神他自己。
And what is the ultimate command of God?
那神最大的这样的使命又是什么呢？
One of the primary ones is to make disciples.
这里面讲到让人成为门徒。
And so if any power above us denies our mission of making disciples,
在世上任何的权柄让我们否定我们不让我们让人成为门徒。
Then we first and foremost believe in the highest authority, which is God.
我们应该顺服、遵从最高的这个权柄，就是神的权柄。
In the book of Acts, the apostles was told by the government to not share about Jesus.
在这个《使徒行传》里面，这些政府的官员告诉这些门徒不要去讲耶稣。
And they so famously said that we obey God and not man.
我们他这里面他所的回应是说我们要顺服神不是顺服人。
They went home and prayed for more boldness.
他回家就更有勇气的去传福音。
Because they believed and knew that Jesus had all authority.
他们相信耶稣权柄所有的权柄。
So if any governing body says to not make disciples,
当任何一个地上的政权说不要让人成为基督徒，
then we listen to the command of Jesus.
我们应该听耶稣的吩咐。
We do not hold back in making disciples ever.
我们不是因为这个原因就不让人不去行。
Yes, we do it wisely while still honoring earthly authority.
我们应该有智慧，应该去尊重世上的权柄。
But we must obey God and not man.
我们应该顺服神，不是顺服人。
And just a couple of examples. The first one is a Bible study at my workplace.
在我这个几个例子，在我从前工作的地方，我们一起读圣经。
So I worked in the corporate world for 10 years.
我在一个公司里面工作了大概十年。
I met a couple believers and I asked them, we should start a Bible study.
我在我工作的场所有几个基督徒，我们说我们可以一起来读圣经。
And they're like, no, that's illegal and we're going to get in trouble.
他说我不要做，因为这是不合法的，我们会有麻烦。
Maybe I'm rebellious.
也许我这个天生的就是叛逆。But
I said, we need to do it anyway. We need to find a way.
我说我们需要这样做，我们找个方法去这样去做。But
I asked my mentor, who is a middle manager of that company.
我问我的这个帮助我的一个人，他在公司里面做一个管理阶层。
He was not a Christian, but I trusted that he, or I knew that he trusted me as a person.
他虽然不是基督徒，我相信他相信我这个人。
And he said, yes, you can start a Bible study, but just do it in a conference room.
你可以开始跟大家读圣经，但是在一个conference room里面去做就好了。
And do it during the lunch hour.
在你吃午餐的时候。
And I said, that makes sense.
我说好，没问题。
And so we did it, and God moved mightily in that Bible study.
那我就这样开始，那神也用着这个，一起读经，大大使用。
Some Christians joined, and also over 10 non-Christians came throughout the year.
很多的基督徒跟我们一起读圣经，有多年之后有十几个。
And so we need to continue to make disciples, even if it may look a little scary.
我们应该继续的使人成蒙门徒，虽然在我们的环境中让我们有些觉得惧怕。And
from an international perspective,
在一个国际的角度来说,
I was in China on a work trip about 7 years ago.
7年前我去中国出差。
I was taking a train to one of our factories a few hours south of Shanghai.
我从坐火车到上海南边的一个城市的里面。
And I was openly reading my Bible.
我在那里打开圣经来读。
And this guy was sitting next to me for an hour, just like staring at me.
坐我旁边的人就盯着我看。
And I spoke a little better Chinese back then.
那时候我中文比现在好一点。
And I asked him if he had ever read the Bible before.
我就问他，你有没有读过圣经？
He said, no, that's illegal.
他说我没有读过，因为这是不合法的。I
said, this is the words of life, you need to read it.
这是生命的道，你应该去读。And
so I was able to share the gospel with him.
那我就跟他传福音。And
I had a Chinese Bible with me.
那个里面我有个中文的圣经。
That I snuck into the country.
我那时候偷偷带进这个中国了。
And at first he's like, I can't take that, I can't be seen with that.
他开始说我不能拿，我别人看见我就麻烦了。
I still think of this man and pray for him.
那时候我现在继续为他祷告，也会想起这个。
But I insisted, you need to take this. This is worth living and dying for.
对，我说跟他说，你一定要拿这个，这个实在我们生死之间都有价值的。
And eventually, he started reading it and did put it in his bag.
他开始读，而且把这个藏在他的书包里面。I
don't know what happened to him.
我不知道他到底什么事情发生在这个人的身上。But
I believe God was really working in his heart.
但是我知道神在他心中做工。And
so I wasn't going to the Beijing Capitol building and preaching.
我没有到北京的这个天安门广场去传福音。
But I was seeking to share the gospel wherever I went.
但是我在任何的地方有机会就跟人传福音。
And God can use it. We should be innocent as doves, wise as serpents.
神就会用到这里，我们要灵巧像蛇，要驯良像鸽子。
So again, we need to remember that Jesus is the ultimate authority over any government or workplace.
我们要知道神在所有的 公司里面也好，在政府里面，他有这个至上的权柄。
So we listen to his glorious commandment first.
我们应该听他荣耀的使命，以那为我们的首先。
And the last thing that Jesus has authority over,
最后一点 耶稣在另外一件事情也有他的权柄。
Is he has authority over every individual human being.
也在我们每个个人的生命中有他的权柄。
Including ourselves.
包括我们自己。
We might not like that because we like to be in control.
我们可能不喜欢，我们希望自己来自己做主。
But Jesus is very clear throughout Scripture.
圣经上讲得很清楚。
That he has authority over all mankind, that we are his creation.
我们神在所有的人上有他的权柄，我们是他所造的。
And I want to share three scriptures to show different aspects.
我在这里跟大家愿意分享三段经文。
The first is John chapter 17, verse 2.
约翰福音第十七章
17 verse 2.
第二节。
It says, since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him.
正如你曾赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。
And so again, it says that Jesus has authority over all people.
这里讲到耶稣有权柄管理所有有血气的人。
But specifically to give eternal life to people.
更重要的特别的一点就是把永生赐给你所给他的人。
You and I do not have authority to give eternal life.
我们没有权柄给别人永生。
I'm very grateful because the world would be in trouble.
如果我们有权柄给别人永生的话，这个世界就乱了。
But knowing this, we won't try to save people in our own power.
我们知道这一点，我们不是靠着自己能力去让人得救。
We're not going to convince or shake people.
我们不是说一定让人能够相信一定让别人怎么说呢？争辩让别人相信。
But rather, we will trust God to save people.
我们是相信神来拯救他们。
Our role is to simply be faithful and obey.
我们就是要顺服，要相信。
And for me, I had a heart to try to debate people into heaven.
我们常常希望跟别人争论，让别人能够明白，让去而去进到天堂。
It never worked.
从来这样，从来没用的。
And so God simply wants us to present the gospel.
只是让我们把这个福音讲给别人。
To model a faithful Christian life.
让我们活出一个信实的一个基督徒的生活。
And God will draw people to himself.
神自然的就吸引人来到他的面前。
He is the one who has authority to give eternal life.
他有权柄赐给人永生。
The next is Philippians chapter 2 verse 10.
腓立比书第二章第十节。
So it says, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
叫天上地上和地底下因耶稣基督的名无不屈膝。
We know that everyone will bow to Jesus.
我们知道所有人都会在耶稣基督的名下屈膝。
Whether they believe in Jesus or they reject him.
无论是相信的还是拒绝他的人。
Notice it says every knee will bow.
所有的人无不屈膝。
Not just the brothers and sisters in Christ.
不光是弟兄姊妹屈膝。
And so he has authority over the believers and non-believers.
他在信主的人身上有权柄，在不信主的人身上也有权柄。
And so with that knowledge, as we make disciples,
当我们知道这件事情，我们去使人做门徒的时候，
we will warn people that they will bend the knee to Jesus.
我们有一天，我们要告诉他们，有一天你们在耶稣基督面前要屈膝。
But out of love and compassion, we encourage them to do it in this life.
我们应该从一个怜悯的爱他们的心，在今生里面，我就要向他屈膝。
Discipleship is completely transformed.
这个门徒使人门徒让人全部的改变。
When we realize that we are not an authority over their souls.
我们知道我们没有在他的灵魂上，我们没有能力。
And the last verse it says in Matthew chapter 10 verse 28.
在马太福音第十章第二十八节。
It says, do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul.
不要怕那些只能杀身体不能杀灵魂的。
Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
唯有把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
And so knowing that God has authority over not only this world, but heaven and hell.
我们知道 神不光是在今生里面，他有他能力，在天上，在地狱里面，他同样有能力。
And knowing that this body, this tent is temporary,
我知道我们的身体，我们就像帐篷一样是暂时的。
Our discipleship will change.
我们的人做门徒是会改变的。
Because we're not fearing the demons or the unbelievers who try to attack us.
我们不是怕魔鬼或者那些不信的人来使我们都受伤害。
Rather, we fear the one who is in true authority, which is God.
我们真正看到要惧怕的是真正有权柄的那位，就是神他自己。
So we will not fear the people's responses.
我们不要怕别人的如何反应。
We will stay focused on the task and mission that God has given us. 我们要看到
神给我们的使命是什么。
And so God has authority over every individual.
神在所有的人身上，每个人身上有他的权柄。
First, we need to bow the knee to God.
第一个，我们需要在神面前屈膝。
And I believe many of you have. You've submitted to His Lordship.
我相信我们在座所有的人已经在主的权柄面前认定他是我们的主。
But I believe the harder thing about that
我相信在一个更难的一件事情上
is to remember that everything else is or will be under the authority of God too.
我们知道在其他所有的事情都现在已经或者将来都在他的权柄之下。
And so with all of this, with these four areas that Jesus has authority over,
在这四件上，耶稣基督有权柄。
That Jesus has authority over the spiritual realms.
耶稣在属灵的层面上有权柄。
That Jesus has authority over sicknesses and diseases.
耶稣在疾病和难处中有他的权柄。
And that Jesus has authority over government and powers.
耶稣在政权面前，他有他的权柄。
And Jesus has authority over every individual human.
耶稣在所有个人身上也有他的权柄。
This should transform our doubt into faith.
这是让我们里面的疑惑改变而成为相信他的人。
This will transform our fear into boldness.
让我们从惧怕中，让我们可以有勇气。
And so with this authority in mind, that's when Jesus begins the Great Commission.
看到神的权柄，这是神耶稣从他的大使命的开始，让我们看见他的权柄。
And so it says, "Go therefore."
在这里说，因此你们去。
Or to make it even more clear, it can say, "Therefore, go."
可是因此你们去。
Because of the authority of Jesus.
因为我里边我耶稣基督的权柄。
This is not just authority over believers.
不光是在信主的人身上有权柄。
But he has authority over all things.
在所有的事上都有权柄。
This will give us boldness in the midst of our doubts.
让我们里面有胆量，可以在我们怀疑中我们有胆量。
I believe if we knew the end of our lives and the end of our story,
当我们知道我们一生过后之后,
we would probably be paralyzed in fear.
我们可能里面在因为惧怕而没法前行。
I was talking to my wife about some challenges we've had in the last year or two in life and ministry.
我跟我的妻子分享这一年中我们在这个侍奉中所遇到的一些的难处。
If God told me what would happen about 5 years ago,
如果是五年前耶稣会跟我说你会五年之后你会遇到这些难处。
I probably would have told him no.
我会跟他说我不会做这样的事情。
But the beauty of it is God doesn't direct us to the future.
神这美丽的地方就是不是把我们带到将来发生的事情。
He directs us to himself.
而是带到他自己的身上。
To his authority.
带到他的权柄的里面。
To his love.
带到他的爱的里面。
And to all of his glorious attributes.
在所有的荣耀的这样的各样的事情上。
And so before we go into more specifics throughout the weekend,
当我们开始慢慢进到这个周末里面各样的讲题的时候，
we need to direct our focus and our minds and hearts to God himself.
我们需要注重把我们的所有的精力专注在耶稣神他自己的身上。
And in this passage it says that he has all authority.
在这里面讲他所有的权柄。
In the Great Commission it says all 4 times.
在这个大使命中讲到所有4次。
It says thatHe has all authority.
他有所有的权柄。
That we are to reach all nations.
所有的去，我们需要向所有的人。
That we are to teach all things.
我把所有的事情要吩咐人家，教训人家。
And lastly, that he will be with us at all times.
他是随时与我们同在。
And so this great and glorious commission is all encompassing. It includes every one of us, and it needs every one of us. And so there's people, everyone in here has someone that you can reach and disciple.
在这里面我们都知道我们可以 可以跟我们周围的人，可以让他们成为门徒。
The Christian church is often described as a body in the Bible.
在这个教会常常讲到是神的身体。
Some people are the hands, some are the feet, some is the legs.
有人是手，有人是脚，有人是腿。
If one of them is not working, the body won't work as effectively.
一个肢体不去工作的话，整个身体就不会工作。
And so I can't stress enough that this command is for all of us.
所以我这里不断地强调，这里是我们给所有的在座所有人的。
You bring something to the table that I can't bring.
你可以带到一些事情我没法做得到的事情。
For example, if I was singing, everyone would have ran away.
如果我唱歌的话，别人大家都跑了。
So I'm grateful for good singers from up front.
所以今天 Virginia 唱得不错。
And so, but with this authority that we have, we can go in confidence.
所以在我们有，因为这神的权柄，我们里面就有胆量。
Some might say, well, I'll go make disciples, I'll try, but I'm not going to try that hard.
有人说我要去使人成门徒，我试一下，但是我不愿意试得太厉害。
We can say, well, I asked one person to have a Bible study with me.
我叫一个人跟我一起读圣经。
So I did my job, so I'm done for the rest of my life.
我已经做了，我以后就不用再做了。
But we can go in confidence.
我们去凭着里面的勇气和胆量。
And in perseverance.
而且有忍耐的心。
Because God has given us the authority as well.
神给我们，同样给我们有这样的权柄。
And at the end of the Great Commission, it says that he will be with us to the end of the age.
在这个大使命的最后，他直到世界的末了，我就常与你们同在。
He will never leave us or forsake us.
他从来不会离弃我们。
And so the same God that we fear because he can send bodies to hell,
这个我们所敬畏惧怕的神可以让人下到地狱的里面。
He is also the God that will never leave you.
他也是这位从来不离开我们的这位神。
He is the same God that is within you.
这里是也住在我们里面的这位神。
The same God that loves you to the point that he died for you.
这也是爱我们自己一直到死的这位神。
He will fight for you.
这里为我们征战的这位神,
the question for us is, will we follow his lead?
这里面的问题是我们愿不愿意跟从他的带领?
Is this one that is in ultimate authority trustworthy?
这一位有所有权柄的神是不是我们值得我们相信的?
Will you follow his commandment that he gave you?
我们愿不愿意跟随来遵从他给我们的这样的命令?
Will you go and make disciples?
我们愿不愿意去使万民做?
And lastly, will you join the fight for souls with him?
如果你是不是跟主同工，一同去征战，让人的灵魂得救？
And I know the Christian response is always, yes, of course.
我知道基督徒的反应都会说，哦，当然我愿意。
Peter so famously said, Jesus, I will never deny you.
这个彼得从前说过，我绝对不会离开你。
He said, never, and how long did it take him?
他说我绝对不会知道他多久他就离弃了耶稣吗?
Just a few hours.
几个小时之后他就三次不认主。
And so I want to start this weekend with that.
我愿意这个周末用这个经文来做开始。
I actually don't want any of us to say yes to making disciples tonight.
今天我不愿意大家说 今天晚上就说我愿意去这样做。
We need to count the cost and to see it. Are we genuinely wanting to make disciples?
我们算一算这个代价，我们真的愿意去使人做门徒吗？
And don't focus on the challenges, because there's a lot of them.
不要看我们所遇到的一些的困难。
But I want to first and foremost center our minds on who God is.
让我们今天把我们的重点、重心放在神是谁这件事情上。
Center your mind on a heart, mind and heart on who Jesus and his authority is.
让我们的心思、我们的意念看见耶稣基督他是谁。
Maybe some of you have gotten off a very busy season in work or family or church.
也许大家在 生活、工作和教会的生活都十分的繁忙。
These are good things and God loves all of them.
这是很好的事情，神也喜悦。
But you haven't taken the time to just be still.
但是我们没有安静下来。
Reflect on the presence of God.
让我们看到神他自己的同在。
Take time this weekend to go back to the basics.
让我们这个周末回到我们最基础的事情。
The presence of God.
神的同在。
The attributes of God.
神的他的神性。
And I believe the more you press into God,
当我们愿意更多的追求他的时候,
passion and equipping for disciple making will be a natural result.
那个热情和让我们得装备是自然而然的事情。
And I believe it will be a better quality disciple making.
不光是这样子，而且让我们这个门徒也有更好的质量。
And so we'll get into the practical, but first let us set our minds tonight and tomorrow and the next day on God Himself.
我们会讲到一些实际的事情，但是今天晚上让我们的头心思意念，注重在主自己的身上。
Let us meditate on Jesus, His goodness, His power.
让我们默想耶稣基督他自己的美善，他自己的能力。
His holiness, and this will then lead us to trust Him.
他的圣洁让我们里面完全的相信他。
And His commandment and to make disciples.
他的使命让我们使人成门徒。
And so let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you that you died for us.
天父啊，我们感谢你，你为我们死。
That you paid the price of the wrath of God.
你这是为我们付了神那个
We are unworthy.
我们不配,
but you loved us.
你爱我们,
even when we're enemies of God.
当我们还是做仇敌的时候，你就爱了我们。
Lord, I pray for each one that has had a very busy and overwhelming season of life.
我们为在座的，特别是那些是非忙碌的基督徒们祷告。
I pray that each of us would really experience the presence of God this weekend.
让我们这个周末可以真正能够享受，能够经历你自己的同在。
Lord, give us greater understanding of your authority.
给我们更清楚的理解你是何等的权柄。
Lord, move our doubts to belief.
除去我们里面一切的疑惑，让我们可以相信。
Our fears to boldness.
让我们从这个惧怕中变得有胆量。
We don't want to leave this place the same way we came.
我们不希望离开这里，跟我们来的时候走一样的道路。
And Lord, we know that you gave us the Great Commission.
我们知道你给我们这样荣耀的大使命。
We confess that we need help with it, God.
主啊，我们承认我们何等需要你来帮助我。And
we know that you and your Spirit are the helper.
我们知道你和你自己的圣灵是我们的帮助。
Fill us with your Spirit afresh this weekend.
让你今天你的圣灵，这是充满我们新鲜的能力，充满我们。
And Lord, if there is anything that is holding us back from your presence,
如果这是在你的面前任何的事情来阻拦我们，
whether it is sin or doubts or distractions,
或者是罪，或者是疑惑，或者是其他的这个搅扰我们的事情，
that you would search our hearts.
你来检查我们的心。
And that your truth would reign.
你的真理在我们心中掌权。
We love you, Jesus.
我们爱你主。
And this is for your glory.
这是为应着你自己的荣耀。
In your name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名。 Amen.